Imagine transforming your child's most challenging behaviors into powerful opportunities for connection and growth. This revolutionary shift is at the heart of No Drama Discipline, where the very word discipline reclaims its original meaning, not punishment, but teaching. Most parents face a familiar dilemma: how to address problematic behaviors while nurturing emotional development. Traditional approaches often focus exclusively on stopping immediate misbehavior through punishment. While this might work momentarily, it fails to build the internal skills children need for self-regulation and moral decision-making. The no-drama approach offers a different path with dual goals: gaining immediate cooperation while simultaneously building crucial brain connections. This isn't about being permissive. Children absolutely need clear boundaries. Rather, it's about how we enforce those boundaries in ways that strengthen rather than damage our relationship. When children misbehave, they're often overwhelmed by emotions they can't manage. Instead of threats that trigger defensive brain circuits, we first connect emotionally, then redirect behavior once they're calm enough to learn. This connection-first approach might seem counterintuitive. Shouldn't misbehave face immediate consequences? Surprisingly, research shows children actually cooperate more quickly when we first address their emotional needs. Think about it. When you're upset, do you learn better when someone dismisses your feelings and jumps to criticism, or when they acknowledge your perspective, help you calm down, and then discuss the issue? To discipline effectively, we need to understand what's happening in our children's brains when they misbehave. Three fundamental concepts, the brain sees, transform our approach to discipline. First, children's brains are constantly developing. The upstairs brain, cerebral cortex, responsible for rational thinking, isn't fully developed until the mid-20s. Meanwhile, the primitive downstairs brain, brainstem and limbic regions, controlling basic functions and strong emotions, is fully operational from birth. This explains why even good kids sometimes make poor decisions. Their thinking brain is still under construction. When 4-year-old Nina has a meltdown because she can't ride with mom while her sister does, she's not being manipulative. Her underdeveloped upstairs brain simply can't manage the disappointment. Second, the brain is physically changeable through experiences, what neuroscientists call neuroplasticity. Every interaction shapes brain architecture. When neurons fire together repeatedly, they wire together, creating stronger neural pathways. How we respond to misbehavior builds or undermines capacity for emotional regulation, empathy, and decision-making. Third, when children are flooded with strong emotions, their primitive downstairs brain takes over, while their rational upstairs brain goes offline. Threats trigger fight, flight, freeze responses rather than learning. Connection and empathy help soothe reactive regions, bringing the thinking brain back online so real learning can occur. When 5-year-old Matthias dumped his brother's Lego collection after feeling excluded, his father Michael chose connection before correction. By kneeling down with open arms and comforting his son first, Michael helped Matthias move from a reactive state to a receptive one. Only after establishing this emotional connection did he teach lessons about empathy and appropriate expression of feelings. Connection works powerfully in three ways. First, it shifts children from reactivity to receptivity, bringing their thinking brain back online when emotions have overwhelmed them. Second, it physically strengthens the connective fibers between the upstairs and downstairs brain, what the authors call the staircase of the brain. Third, it deepens relationships by showing we value connection above all else. Effective connection starts with response flexibility, pausing between stimulus and response to choose the most appropriate action. The no-drama connection cycle includes 4 strategies. Communicate comfort through nonverbal cues like touch and warm expressions. Validate feelings, even when disapproving of behavior. Stop talking and listen to the emotions beneath the words, and reflect what you hear using phrases like, "it sounds like," to mirror both content and emotional tone. Once children are calm and receptive, parents can move to the redirection phase using a 1-2-3 approach: 1 definition, 2 principles, and 3 desired outcomes. The foundation begins with 1 crucial definition. Discipline means teaching, not punishment. When we focus on consequences rather than learning, we miss opportunities to help children develop their moral compass. Two key principles guide effective redirection: waiting until your child is ready and being consistent but not rigid. The three desired outcomes relate to mind sight, the ability to see our own mind and others' minds, developing personal insight, empathy, and the ability to repair relationships after conflicts. The REDIRC framework offers specific no-drama strategies. Reduce words by avoiding lectures. Embrace emotions by teaching that feelings themselves aren't good or bad. Describe behavior rather than preach. Involve your child through collaborative dialogue. Reframe a no into a conditional yes to activate social engagement. Emphasize the positive by highlighting what you want to see. Creatively approach situations using humor or novel responses to shift your child's emotional state. Even with the best intentions, disciplinary interactions sometimes leave everyone feeling angry and frustrated. For these inevitable difficult moments, remember four powerful messages. First, there is no magic wand, and that's okay. Sometimes there's simply nothing we can do to immediately fix our children's emotional state. Even with our best connection strategies, children may need time to process their feelings. Second, your kids benefit even when you mess up. Our imperfect parenting moments provide valuable learning opportunities. When we lose our cool, children learn crucial life lessons, how to control themselves despite other struggles, witness authentic apologies, understand that relationships can heal after conflict, and see that perfection isn't required. Third, you can always reconnect, and every attempt matters. Ruptures in parent-child relationships are inevitable, but what matters most is repair. It's our responsibility to reconnect after conflicts by granting forgiveness, using humor, or acknowledging our mistakes. Finally, it's never too late to make a positive change thanks to the brain's neuroplasticity. Parents can adopt more effective discipline approaches at any point in their parenting journey. No-drama discipline recognizes that our responses to misbehavior actively shape children's developing brain architecture. Each interaction creates neural connections, influencing emotional and cognitive development for years. During moments of conflict, children's brains are especially receptive to learning. Harsh punishment strengthens neural pathways associated with fear, while connection and teaching build pathways supporting emotional regulation, critical thinking, and social awareness. By choosing connection over punishment, we enhance our children's capacity for self-regulation, empathy, and moral decision-making. This approach requires more patience than traditional discipline, but research shows children develop stronger executive function skills, better emotional regulation, and more secure attachment patterns. The goal isn't just compliance, it's raising children who understand themselves, care about others, and have emotional tools to navigate life's challenges. By transforming discipline from a dreaded battle into an opportunity for connection, we help our children become not just well-behaved, but truly good people who are happy, successful, kind, and responsible. Remember, when your child is at their worst, that's precisely when they need you at your best.